News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a team of divers has carried out an extensive search for fungi, but there is still no sign of the much-loved dingle dolphin. The famous sea mammal has been missing for over 6 days now. For more, we're joined by Captain Jimmy Flannery of the Dingle Sea Safari and Dingle Dolphin Tours. Good morning, Jimmy. Any word, any news?
Good morning, Mark. Unfortunately not. There is still no sign of our beloved fungi after an extensive search yesterday. The day before, I contacted my good friend Philip Fitzgibbons with the Mallow Search and Rescue just to get his advice, and they stepped up straight away. They did an extensive search yesterday with a sonar, and unfortunately, there's no sign whatsoever.
Okay, let's not beat about the bush, Jimmy. You're really worried about this because this is very unusual behaviour for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. At this stage now, this is it's totally out of character for him. You know, I'm doing this for the last 33 years, and in all that time, he has never disappeared for this length of time. You know, so it's very, very worrying at this stage.
Yeah, no idea as to why he's gone missing. There's been no change in tides or weather or anything like that that would explain it or could explain it.
You know, we're all thinking there's different things happening at the moment that are a little bit more unusual than normal. There's an awful lot of feed out on the bay. There's a lot of activity between a lot more whales and a lot more dolphins, and they seem to be coming closer to where fungi hangs out. We're hopeful that, you know, a small pod has come in and enticed him away, and, you know, hand on heart, I'm hoping that he's just off on an adventure and that he's happy and he's safe somewhere. I'd give anything at this stage now. I can remember way back in the start, there was a report that he had on April Fool's Day that he had gone to Valencia. I would give anything now for them to ring me in Valencia and tell me he's there. We just don't care as long as he's okay and he's safe.
I was actually going to ask you that question, but I thought it would sound really stupid. I mean, is there a possibility? He's famously solitary and single, but there's always a possibility that he might have met someone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always a possibility. There's no doubt about that. Fungi, look, Mark, I have to tell you, you know, even after 33 years, I spoke to my son yesterday. He's done the trips as well for years and years. He was very upset. But what I reminded him of is fungi, even after all this time, he still surprises us. He still does things that you go, oh, well, that's new. So, look, I'm really just hoping and praying that this is something new and that he has just decided that, you know what, maybe my time in Dingle is done and I want to get off and on another adventure. And, you know, I mean, we're not ruling out the fact that, you know, hopefully he just has gone off.
Well, Jimmy, look, there's enough gloom and enough of a sense of foreboding around the country today, given what's happening in other areas. We're going to stay positive until we absolutely have no other choice. We wish you and everybody involved with Fungi down there all the very best. Hope you find him soon. And the minute you do, get on to us straight away, will you please?
Thank you very much, Mark. We will indeed.
Not at all. That's Captain Jimmy Flannery, Dingle Sea Safari and Dingle Dolphin Tours.